presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. Despite a near casualty, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen have arrived at Mount Chupangato in the Andes. Here, the nine engineers who were surveying the possibility of building a trans-hemisphere highway between North and South America were reported to have disappeared. Kent believes the mountain is inhabited by the lost nation of the Incas, and his theory is proved correct when two Inca Indians attack them. In the ensuing fight, Kent overpowers the warriors and borrows their costumes for himself and Jimmy, hoping by the use of this disguise to discover where the missing engineers are being held. Dyeing their skins brown with the pulverized root of the cacao plant, Jimmy and Kent approach a group of 20 warriors who are closing in on editor Perry White's stratoplane, obviously to attack White, Lois, and Bronson, the pilot. Believing the Inca ceremonial flute he has in his possession is a sign of leadership, Kent trills the instrument, hoping it will have some effect on the warriors. At the sound of the flute, the Incas stop dead in their tracks, turn, and eye the newcomer suspiciously. Will the disguise work? Will Kent and Jimmy be accepted as Inca warriors? Jimmy is straining every muscle to look tall and impressive. Kent watches them closely.
Play the flute again, Mr. Kent. They stopped. It must mean something.
All right.
Mr. Kent, they're raising their golden hatchets. You better run for it.
Stand your ground, Jimmy. They're not going to throw the hatchets. They're just raising them. Must be a native salute. See, they put them down again.
Mr. Kent, please. They're looking right at me. They're suspicious.
Quiet, Jimmy. Don't move a muscle. We've got them fooled.
It doesn't sound to me like they're friendly.
They expect me to do something. All right, we've got to bluff our way through, Jimmy.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to lead them toward Mr. White's plane. It's the only way out. I'll play this flute again. Now follow me and stick close.
They're not moving. Maybe you better play some other song on that flute.
Just keep walking.
They're following now. Keep playing the flute, Mr. Kent. Keep it up.
Mistaking Clark Kent for one of their leaders, the Inca warriors follow him as he starts up the mountain in the direction of Perry White's plane. Meanwhile, on the plateau where the plane landed, Lois Lane hears the distant trilling of the flute.
Mr. White. Mr. White.
What is it, Lois?
Come here. Hurry.
Oh, well, what's the matter? You seen a ghost or something?
Listen. Listen, it's that weird flute sound again.
Lois, will you stop acting like a baby?
I can't help it, Mr. White. I can't help it. It terrifies me. Mr. White. Look.
Look at what?
Down there, at the base of the mountain. Those men.
You're right, Lois. They're climbing up.
Oh, Bronson. Bronson, come in.
What is it, Mr. White?
Well, look, down there.
Holy smokes, savages. Dozens of them. I don't like this, Mr. White.
No, neither do I. Let's take off.
No, we can't. I've got the carburetor disconnected. I was cleaning
it. Good. Well, get in there and start putting it back. And for heaven's sake, hurry. I'll try to hold them off. Where's that Tommy gun?
In the plane. Come on.
You bet I will.
Here it is. It's all loaded. You know how to work it?
Of course. Now, guys, go on. Go on now. I'll fix the carburetor.
Okay, but I don't know if it's time.
He's stopped. They're still coming. Mr. White. What'll they do to him?
Oh, how do I know? You'd better get into the plane.
Oh, no. I can fight if I have to. Give me a revolver.
No, Lois, I'm proud of you. Here, you stand right behind me.
I hope I can stop them, Jimmy. We're getting close to the plane.
Try holding up one hand and blowing on the flute.
That's a good idea. It worked. Now, I'll go on alone to warn Mr. White and Lois.
What should I do?
Stay right here. If they speak to you, just shake your head.
I have to stay with them alone?
Don't you worry. I'll be nearby. All right, here I go. Down, Jimmy! Was anyone hit?
No, it doesn't look like it. Signal to the Incas to get down, Mr. Kent.
Okay, that's Mr. White shooting. Oh, they're flat on their stomachs. All right, I'm going on alone. Now keep low.
Well, not bad for an old man. At least 10 of those bullets bounced off my chest.
Mr. White! Lois!
Who are you? What do you want?
Peace, most noble Perry White. Peace.
You keep your hands up. Don't try any funny work. How do you know my name?
Sire, I have read the Daily Planet time and again. I know, for example, that this dazzling beauty is none other than Lois Lane, second best reporter on your worthy newspaper.
You got your nerve.
I'm fishy about all this, Lois.
What do you mean, second best reporter?
Is not one known as Clark Kent your best reporter?
If this guy's a native of the Andes Mountains, I'll eat my shirt.
Start eating, Mr. White. Underneath this phony coat of tan and all these fine feathers, you'll find your faithful employee, Clark Kent.
Kent? No, why, it can't be. Now, Kent, what in blazes is this? How did you get here?
I knew it. You just can't get rid of them. Way out here, a million miles from nowhere, on top of the Andes Mountains.
Now, listen, both of you, this isn't any joke. I may be a phony Inca, but those 20 men back there aren't.
Now, listen, Kent, I might have killed you.
Yeah, I guess you need new glasses, Mr. White. Those bullets went way over my head.
Will you please explain how you got here and stop playing around?
Listen, Lois, I'm not playing around. Jimmy Olsen and I... Well, we had to bail out of an army plane. The government sent me down here.
Jimmy Olsen?
Yes.
Was he here?
Back there with the trial.
Who are those savages, Kent?
They're not savages. They're Inca Indians.
Well, what in heaven's name are you talking about?
Shh. Take my word for it, Mr. White. I can't explain now. All I can say is that the Inca civilization did not die, as the world supposes. It's alive. Very much alive. And the Indians live somewhere in or around Tupangato. They're responsible for the mysterious disappearance of those engineers.
Sounds like a mad dream, Kent. Are you sure?
Quite sure. Now, listen. Those 20 warriors back there on the plateau have come to capture you. They think I'm some kind of leader. This ceremonial flute, I guess, makes me a leader.
So you're responsible for all this flute stuff. Clark Kent, you just wait. You've made a nervous wreck of me.
I'm not the only one with a flute like this. Apparently every leader has one.
Go on, Kent. What should we do?
All right. They think I'm a leader. So don't worry that they'll harm you. Now, the point is, will you let yourselves be captured so we can find those missing engineers?
The carburetor's fixed. Come on. Hey, who's that? Shoot him. Let him in.
Hey, shut up, Bronson. Clark Kent. Come here.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Bronson.
Hello.
Don't ask questions, Bronson. We've got to make our minds about something very fast. Now, Kent says there are 20 Inca Indians waiting to capture us. They think he's their leader, and he suggests we let them capture us, and we may find those missing engineers. Now, should we take off or do as Kent says?
I don't know, Mr. White. How do we know where the engineers are?
That's what we came for, isn't it? To find them.
Good girl, Lois. You still want your scoop, don't you, Mr. White?
Well, not at the price of our lives. How do we know what those savages will do to us?
I told you they're not savages, Mr. White. They're highly intelligent Incas. Even 400 years ago, they had a well-developed civilization. I don't believe they're savages or killers.
All right, you talked me into it, Kent. But I hope nothing goes wrong.
Now, believe me, Mr. White, this is the only way to locate those missing men. Find out whether they're dead or alive.
I'm sold. What do we do now?
Well, I'll go back and...
Someone else has a police.
Uh-oh. Must be their real leader. I hadn't figured on this.
Well, think fast. What are we going to do? You've got us to get us out of this now.
Here they come. Here they come.
Nesu Tegi Wapelu. My boy.
He's talking to you, Ken.
Yeah, how can I answer him?
Do something.
How can it be that he who has presumed to lead my men cannot speak the Inca tongue?
I wasn't listening when you spoke.
Oh? Shall I tell that to my men?
Why not?
Very well. Obawe taki vidana.
What are they laughing at?
You have just committed a serious blunder. One that identifies you as an imposter.
What do you mean?
That orange jewel which hangs on the golden chain about your neck. You see, we all wear one.
Yes?
Each man in the Inca kingdom wears such a jewel. It is the most precious possession of our ancient civilization. It is very sensitive to the fluctuations of the heart. So sensitive, in fact, that when a man fails to speak the truth, the color of the jewel changes from orange to yellow. Do you know now why the man laughed?
Yes.
Where are those nine American engineers?
I have no knowledge of American engineers.
No? Then why has your jewel changed color?
That is enough. I like you not to struggle. You will be bound together in pairs. When our prisoners climb the Pangato, we do not like them to fall into the ravine one at a time. You will have another pseudo-Inca warrior tied up with you. Baguave!
Hey.
Fortunately, he was not quite tall enough to fool me.
Let go.
Don't struggle, Jimmy. Don't struggle.
You know what?
I never thought I'd be part of training.
And voila!
Take it easy, Lois. We'll be all right. We'll all be all right.
I hope so. Well, you certainly got us under one fine mess.
Well, maybe Clark Kent has gotten our friends into a mess. One that may be difficult to get out of. But at least one thing has been proven, the existence of the Inca Indians. Now all that remains is to discover the fate of the nine American engineers. Are they dead or alive? If alive, where in the vastness of the mountains are they being held prisoner? And can Kent, even as Superman, reach them? Be sure to be with us for the next revealing episode. Tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.